been appointed?
Yeah, Francis Hammock was a special agent in charge. He'd been my football coach. I then went to Washington for training. Eight or a half about, if I was that way. 2 months, maybe 3 months, we had to go down to Quantico and practice firing all the different kinds of firearms the FBI had. J. Edgar Hoover was the director at that time. He had founded the FBI and was left with Patrick Jackson, that leader, the arm of the Attorney General's office. And I then got assigned to San Francisco, and he was the ship steward. Wherever you live, the foreign part of the country. So Peggy and I took off from San Francisco in an A model Ford. I thought it was Douglasville, Georgia. I would get out on the highway with it now. It took 10 days to go from Atlanta all the way out to San Francisco. Went by way of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and went up to St. Louis, Burlington, and west through Iowa. Over the water, finally landed in San Francisco, and we went across the Bay Bridge, the way up on the top of it, looked down there, and looked in the sky. We stayed at the Sutter Hotel initially, so I got assigned to one of the investigative squads, and we stayed in San Francisco, trying to move down to Broadway, an apartment that the lady had there. So my beat was across the Oakland Bridge, and I had to go up and check on the Richmond Shipyard looking for draft office, really. And, back in those days, Kaiser, the United States, right after Pearl Harbor, got busy, well, even before that, building these Liberty ships. You see, England almost was brought to her knees by the German bombing and by the U-boats. England could survive if they'd done about 80% of all of the imports, all that necessary imports. So they couldn't do it with all the sinking that they had, but they were able to release some ships, and then the United States got into it. We manufactured producing the Kaiser Liberty ships. And they carried 10,000 tons each. They built one of those ships in 2 weeks, and one time they built one 48 hours. I used to travel up through there and go up to Vallejo and out through the Suicide Bay and around. So we stayed in San Francisco for 3 months. Then we got transferred to LA, Los Angeles. And then I spent Christmas 1943 in the Carmel by the Sea in the Playa Hotel. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the California 17-mile drive. We got on down to L.A., got an apartment in Alvarez Street. We stayed down there from 1943 to 44. I was on the German squad and other squads. Then I decided to get in the Navy. So I found a draft party myself. So I resigned from the FBI and applied for a commission in the Navy, which I got along in 1944, 1945. So we had to leave L.A., go across the country back to Atlanta. And so then I was assigned to Hollywood, Florida, and go down and take a training course. Training for a couple of months. Then I got assigned to a military government unit in the Navy. We got transferred to Princeton. Peggy then joined me for a while in Princeton. She come and go in Princeton. Bill Wilson was Princeton. Southern Gentlemen's College back for Civil War. Stayed there for 3 months. Then I got transferred back to San Francisco. So back to San Francisco I went. Peggy came out and joined me for a while out there, for a couple of weeks. I was assigned to duty in the 14th Naval District, and I had to investigate deaths and injuries to Navy personnel. You'd be surprised at all the things that happened to Navy personnel. And Gal jumped off of the Golden Gate Bridge and flew up behind that. And another Navy tug ran over an old fellow in a fishing boat. He was suing the government and had to go up and investigate that. So all kinds of things happened to Navy personnel. Then I got my orders to go to Peleliu. We were about to go into Japan, the island hot, got left Saipan. So they had this military government team that was supposed to go in after the troops go in and control the civilian population, supply them. So, well, I was out at Monterey, California when they dropped the bomb. And when they dropped the bomb, that ended with the necessity of going to Japan, but we had to go on out and send a lot of the Japanese and people like that back to their homeland. So I got assigned to go out to Peleliu and the Palau Islands. I don't know if you remember when they teach the course of World War II. It's in Japan. Get us in Pearl Harbor, then they immediately attacked all over the Southwest Pacific. Took in Malaya and Singapore and down into the Dutch East Indies, right to the north of Australia, on up to just outside Midway. So there's tremendous south, they call it the East Asia influence there. So and now the capital of that South Seas government was located in Varroa. They had 100,000 troops in there, and all of their offices, and they transport these natives from all over the islands out there, and they train them in agriculture and carpentry and all that sort of thing. But anyhow, our job was to first send the army back, and after we got the army back, then we had to repatriate the Chinese and the Koreans and the Thailanders. Everybody, they had all kind of folks in their working for. So I spent about 6 months at the Lyle Island right in the experience. Then my units or my points came up, so I came back to the States. I came home on baby flat top, they called it. Another officer and I got to be officer courier for all of the South Seas records, including $10 million of yen. So when you get to be a courier, you're entitled to a high priority in transportation. You get an app with it, as long as you have to go by ship. Anyhow, they wouldn't put us on an airplane when we had those South Seas records. We had about 18 packing boxes. So we got on a Liberty ship and got back to Guam. Guam was in the Marianas, and that was our headquarters before the Japs took it. We took it back over, and that was sort of a distribution point. So we went in and left most of our records. We still had $10 million worth of yen to take back to Honolulu. And transportation also, well, they said they tripled A priorities if you get on that plane like that and there. So we put on our hat, put on 2 buses, and got on that plane, and started back to Honolulu. Well, we left Guam at 6:30 in the afternoon of the day, and we landed at Honolulu at 7 o'clock on the same day. We crossed the international date line. We left on Wednesday, and we got back to Honolulu on Wednesday, traveling 10,000 miles. Then I got back home and settled down a boat. But in the meantime, we had our first child. He was born while I was overseas. Early in the third, we moved back to Boulder. 4 years later, our other son was born, David. And I was practicing law then. Matthews Long and Ford, they were the law firm. And I knew trying a lot of court cases. Then by 1948, Fulton National Bank made me an offer to come over and run their trust department. Trust department handles the state will investments and things like that. So they paid the rent and salary, so I decided to take it off, which I did. I stayed with them for 25 years investing in the states. And right before I went to LIFO, I started teaching law school at the Woodrow Wilson College of Law, which is a night school. Self taught, evidence, plan, pleading, practice, real estate law, and whatnot. I taught that to Governor Walker, who was the president, died, so the dean made me the president. I didn't have anything to do, he ran it. At that time, I retired from the Bank South. Dean Kilbride died, so I had to move out and take over the law school in 1976 until 89 years. I was the president of the dean of Woodrow Wilson Law School. We bought a building out of the 830 West Peace School. We had 1,200 students. We were the biggest law school in the world, really, at that time. And I stayed there until we finally closed the school. And now I'm back doing a little law practice. And I'm on the board of Reinhardt College. Because I'm associated with the Autocron Company. The Autocron Company, head of Mr. John Franklin, who invented Autocron. Mr. Franklin was a great Methodist. He gave Reinhardt College $100,000 to redo the old dock building over there, the science building there. So, Tom Cobb, role of pressure on the first now of students there in the got me and John Cobb going both. He jumped off, and I didn't understand because I got a trustee and a director of the Autocron Company, and later on, the Franklin Foundation, which was kept right on the money.
Speeches and I'm on the board in Reinhardt, on the board down at
him with Oxford. Sunday school class and go over to the Ground Historical Society. That's where we preside there, and also that you preside at the Sports Hall of Fame next Saturday, so I might be pretty busy. I keep active and keep going. My tutor's a guy in the third grade, the black guy that teaches to read and write and count. So I'm